Test 63, Section 1, Question 15. This is a strengthen principle. So what we're trying to do is create an if-then statement that will link the evidence to the conclusion. The conclusion here is that Haggerly owes me a sincere apology. The evidence is Haggerly told the same lie to both of us, and Haggerly sincerely apologized to the physician for lying to her. So if we're going to make this if we're going to have a principle that would justify it, would be if you sincerely apologize to one person for a lie, then you should apologize to someone else for the same lie. Something along those lines, because that's what we need when we put the evidence in the if and the conclusion in the then. That's what our if-then statement comes out to be. So, A, it is good to apologize for having done something wrong if one is capable of doing it. It's not about whether it's good, it's whether or not Haggerly owes the counselor a sincere apology. If someone tells the same lie to two different people, then neither of those who is lied to is owed an apology unless both are. This is close, but the problem is we don't quite know whether Haggerly owed the physician an apology, just that Haggerly gave her one. Then C, someone is owed a sincere apology for having been lied to by a person if someone else has already received a sincere apology or the same lie from that same person. That perfectly matches our argument. Our evidence is that the physician already got a sincere apology and Haggerly told the same lie to both, meets both of the if conditions. If someone has already received a sincere apology for the same lie, then you are owed a sincere apology. And so C is going to be our correct response. Now with D, if one's capable of sincerely apologizing to someone, then one owes that person such an apology. It's not about whether one is capable. It's about whether you should apologize to another person for the same lie. And then a person should not apologize to someone for telling a lie. Well, that's not what we want. We want that you should apologize. And so C does turn out to be the correct response.